You've been told that you're powerless, that unless you have a million followers on social media, or you're a billionaire, or you have a seat in Congress, that there's nothing that you can do to stop this authoritarian regime. That under fascism, maybe the best that you can hope for is to just survive it. That, my friends, is a lie. And it's one that authoritarians need you to believe, because the greatest threat to undermining authoritarianism in America and everywhere is actually our own collective power. I know that sounds bold, but stick with me. Because in this video, I'm not only gonna tell you why it is that you're more powerful than you think, but I'm actually gonna tell you what to do with that power to stop this regime in its tracks. And if you stick around till the end, I'm gonna share with you the one strategy that authoritarians consistently try to repress, because it's the one thing that is guaranteed to bring them down. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Cronice McLaughlin. I'm a former human rights and Wall Street attorney, a lifelong activist, and the founder of the Ripple Effect Institute, a strategic incubator for people who are fighting in these incredibly challenging times to create generational change and stop authoritarianism where it lives. If you're here, I already know something about you. You felt the pull to do more. You care deeply about what's happening in this country and around the world. And if you're being honest, you're tired of the chaos and the outrage cycle and the performative noise. You're here to build something real, something lasting, and something that makes a real difference for generations to come. That's what we do here, so don't forget to subscribe. And this episode is your first step. The system is designed to make you feel small. Let's get clear on something. Fascist regimes don't rise by accident. They rise by design. And the people running the mechanisms for fascist regimes know exactly what they're doing. And one of the most essential tools in their toolkit to stay in power is using weapons to disempower others. If they can convince you that you're too small to matter, that resistance is futile, that nothing will work against them, and that change can only come on their own terms for the people they prefer, they win without picking up a single weapon. But here's the truth. Every major movement that has ever defeated authoritarianism, whether it was the fight to end apartheid in South Africa, or liberation theology in Latin America, to modern queer and trans resistance, started with ordinary people doing extraordinary things in community. Your voice, your skills, and your care for your community and the communities of marginalized people are not a side note in this era. They're actually the front line, the strategy they fear the most. So what is the one strategy that terrifies authoritarians? Well, I'll let you in on a hint. It's not flashy, it's not dramatic, it's not viral, and it's not even most of the time press conference ready. It's quietly coordinated, deeply organized, local and national community power. Because here's what fascists understand. They can control the headlines and buy whole mainstream media companies. They can rewrite the laws and even just ignore them. They can take over whole platforms online and make sure that they turn into nothing but engines of propaganda. But they can't control all of us, especially when we are deeply embedded and connected to one another and working to save and protect people and to defend our civil rights. This kind of organizing is decentralized, relational, nimble, hard to detect, and even harder to break. And you want to know why fascists are so afraid of this? Why the authoritarians in charge are so terrified of ordinary people getting together and working among themselves for change? Because history tells us that this actually works. So let's look at some case studies. So you can look to major human rights movements across history for all the proof you need that what I'm telling you is true. You can also look to movements like the French Resistance, which operated in small cells that were decentralized and in many instances didn't know one another, but came together in underground movements to help to defeat fascism in Nazi Germany. But here in America, in this era, we've got some great examples of things that are already working to really change the needle. Let me give you a few examples from our work inside the Ripple Effect Institute. In a city in Texas, a group of progressive organizers slowly, quietly took over their entire local Democratic Party machine when they recognized that it was letting them down. They showed up to every committee meeting. They invited their neighbors to do the same. And within 2 years, they were leading the platform for Democratic Party organizing citywide in deep red Texas. In rural Virginia, activists built a rapid response network to ICE raids, and they've managed to stop dozens of deportations so far. In Portland, a handful of artists came together to raise awareness about voter mobilization. They managed to reach thousands of people in a single year. None of these people were influencers. None of them are famous. They're certainly not among the super rich. They were just willing to stop waiting for permission, willing to build, willing to recognize that they could create a ripple effect that would carry out to people that they didn't even know, and to understand that those ripple effects can eventually become a wave that takes down entire authoritarian regimes. Why? You're more powerful than you think. So let me say it again. You're more powerful than you think. Not because you're perfect and not because you know all the answers. Because your very desire to be of service, to fight to protect democracy and your fellow human beings, to take a stand for what's right, that's the signal that you are already an antidote to fascism. And if you learn how to aim that energy strategically, sustainably, and in community with others, you will become a part of the force that will eventually end this terrifying moment in American history.